7 o'clock. Dennis Nakata here, Wednesday, March 11th. Wednesday, as always, What's Up Day here on KUGN. And I have to point out that today's guest has not, I repeat, he doesn't know this is coming, has not touched his face once. not one time. Obviously, Chief Skinner, you got this down.
Yeah, I washed my hands before I came in here, and although we did shake hands, which we could have done the elbow bump,
right, or elbow to forehead,
or elbow, something like that. You know, we could have done a chest bump, and it would have been safer than what we just did. Probably,
it's still new to me. So yeah
me too.
Hey,
me
appreciate
too.
You coming in.
No, it's always my pleasure, Dennis. I love being here.
I always say I'm looking at the calendar, going March. Was it what happened in January? Was it something I said, or you were just extra busy, or what?
You know, I usually like getting invited. I don't want to impose myself on you, and so you know, as long as the invite's open, I'm happy to come and chat with you.
Well, I appreciate again the time. Thank you very much. Everybody's talking coronavirus. The department obviously taking steps. We were just chatting a little bit about vehicles, because shared vehicles, everybody's responsibility is to keep it as clean, disinfected as much as possible.
Yeah, we're really trying to take our lead from the county health department. And the city as a whole is trying to put out a unified message around what we should be doing in all of our workspaces. And those police officers are in a little bit of a unique position, much like our public works drivers or our firefighters that are driving around apparatus, is that we have a tendency to share the same confined space. And so we drive around these little petri dishes that we need to make sure that we're wiping down and sanitizing. And so we're hopeful that that's happening, you know, like we were talking about. It's common sense. Most of the stuff that we're trying to engage in is common sense, but you hope that the individual officers are taking the time, you know, the 30 seconds it's going to take to just wipe some things down.
So information being gold in a situation like this. We also touched upon before we came on that everybody, you guys go through at Lynn County Public Health, and mm-hmm. then they're in turn in touch with Oregon Health Authority, and then they're in touch with CDC Prevention and WHO.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not, you're getting your information, solid information. That's right. What you guys work on.
And that's where really where we want to get our information
right.
from, you know, just that single source. I sat in on a conference call, kind of an update conference call yesterday, and a lot of the dialogue was around testing capacity, needing to make sure that we had the capacity for tests for those individuals that feel like they need to be tested or want to be tested, and so that we can get those timely results, and so we can kind of get our arms around, if we do have a case, we get our arms around and contain it the best that we can. And we were also talking about these officers. We're in a unique position because the officers have contact with the public every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The good news is we generally know who they're contacting. And so if anything ever came up, we'd really be able to get a good sense of which officers maybe were kind of in that bad path of the virus and take some steps.
And you want to project calm. You don't want to project fear in this situation.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that, you know, we don't have the luxury. You know, there's enough fear of police to begin with. Let's just be honest about that. You know, the last thing in the world we want to do is make it even more fearful for us to be engaged with this community. And we're working on that. That trust and confidence is important to us. And so we want to be seen as that calming influence in this community instead of escalating things.
Hope you can stick around, because I want to talk street crime
sure.
unit, because we got celebrating to do, right?
You bet.
Absolutely. Chief Chris Skinner in the house here. News Talk 590 KUGN here at 717. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner in the house here for What's Up. I want to get right to it, Chief. Thanks again for hanging out. Street crimes unit.
Yeah.
Happy 1 year.
Yeah, can you believe it's been a year since we started that thing? So a year ago in March, we had our first sergeant and four officers kind of pull together what we envisioned as being our street crimes unit, to really be a detached group of officers that could go out and tackle problems
okay.
in this community. We saw a lot of need for dedicated officers to just go deal with problem-oriented policing. And so a year ago, we had the sergeant and the first four show up in March, start hitting the ground running, and got some training under their belt, and we got some equipment that they needed, and they started doing the good work that they do, and they just waited for the other four to show up in June. And so this June we'll have another 1 year anniversary of the entire team, all 10 of them,
right.
Two sergeants and eight officers that have been working in this community.
So let's talk about the accomplishments in that short window of
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah. So when we look back on this year, and I'm going to use some rough numbers here off the top of my head. You know, I know that we've seized over $200,000 in illegal funds that were as a result of criminal behavior. Over 100 guns off the street. And I'm not talking about just little handguns. I'm talking about automatic weapons, assault rifles, all kinds of weapons mm-hmm. that were in the hands of these felons that we took down. Pounds of narcotics off the street. Well over 20 search warrants served. I know, and this one particularly hits home for neighborhoods. There's been over 10 of these drug houses or problem houses that we've shut down for these neighbors.
10?
Yeah, and it's nothing more satisfying than us showing up, doing our good work, being able to meet the needs of a community and actually have those community members come out, thank these officers. We even had one community member come out and do a little happy dance because they had been so frustrated yeah. with what was going on in their neighborhood. And that's what this team's about, is trying to solve those problems.
It's where we live, after all. I mean, it hits right there, yeah.
For sure. You know, community livability is a big deal, and the police department is a part of that equation along with a lot of other things. But community livability is a big deal, and you choose to be in a neighborhood, and then you sit there and put up with, whether it's a drug house or a bike chop shop, or, you know, you can fill in the blank. You're just at your wit's end. And so it's so rewarding to have this team be able to go in and actually affect change.
So I wish we had more time, but real quick, we're talking, touched up on hiring. Mm-hmm. You focused on good people.
Yeah.
You can teach them the other skills, but you want good people.
Yeah, we're looking for people with good soft skills, good human beings. I'm going to hire good human beings that have the ability to show compassion and empathy and high levels of emotional intelligence, and then we'll teach them to be police officers. But I want to start with a foundational understanding of what it's going to be a good community member, a good teammate, and a good human being. You start there, and we're going to be wildly successful.
Almost 2 years. It's been a blur,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Can you believe
it,
that? Yeah.
How crazy is that?
2 years next month since I've been your police chief. I'm hoping to keep it going. We got a lot of really good things happening.
But what a crazy, fast, great ride, though, right?
So far. We got a complete new command staff and a new deputy chief. We've got the new street crimes team. We've got new CSOs coming. And over the next 36 months, I'm going to be adding about 65 or 70 new staff members to the police department. 40 to 45 of those are new police officers with the Community Safety Initiative. So thank you to this public and thank you to this council right now that's going to support us. We're going to make a change and we're going to make some things different in Eugene.
Always a pleasure to have you. Please come back again. Don't wait another year, please.
I promise.
It wasn't something I said.
I promise.
Right?
All right, for sure.
All right, Chris Kidder, thank you very much. News Talk 590 KUGN.